So, hello, how are you doing? Today is a nice little Wednesday hump day. So, I'm here coming to you because I'm in traffic and it's going to be a while before I get to my destination. Today, of course, you guys know that I am a teacher, and today I could not go to work today. Why couldn't I go to work today? Because I'm a single mom. So, my hat's off all those single moms who are doing it and doing the thing. My hat's off to all the married people who are working together to help raise your children. But when you're a single mom, things are super hard. And they seem to be extremely hard when things go away. So today, my son, well, not today. Let's start back on Sunday. Sunday, my little toddler running around the house tripped and fall. He didn't just trip and fall. He tripped and fall and hit his face on my wooden coffee table that is pushed out of the way of him. It's pushed out on a wall. Why was he running? I don't know. He just likes to run. So that was an emergency room visit. They informed me then that, hey, you're going to have to stay home. So I was trying my best to treat my son's eye. Of course, his eye, he has a black eye right now. They had to glue it shut. It was a big gash in it, so they had to glue it shut. So right now, it's healing, and it looks pretty ugly, to say the least. It looks ugly, but I digress. So maybe he didn't go to school because because of his eye. Today is Tuesday. Tuesday, he didn't go to school. Well, why didn't he go to school on Tuesday, you ask? Well, the reason why he didn't go to school on Tuesday, he did go to school on Tuesday. He went to school on Tuesday. I thought he was fine. When he went to school, they called me around 2:30 to tell me, Miss Malone, your son has 102 fever. I say, what? 102 fever? So you know there's some type of infection. Well, I had already scheduled him to go to the doctor on today, which is Wednesday. So I went to the doctor. Doctor put him on some antibiotics, which is great. Put him on the antibiotics. Of course, he's still taking anti-inflammatory medicine, such as Tylenol and Motrin. Is this breaking his fever? No, it is not breaking his fever. So what are we going to do? We just stay home. So being a single mom, your paycheck is the only paycheck that's coming in. You are the reason why your children are eating. Essentially, I have no extra income coming in. So I'm here and I'm just trying my best to take care of my son. And mind you, I'm sorry, did I miss to tell you? I also have a 12-year-old. And my 12-year-old got accepted into a magnet program. But the magnet program is like 30 minutes to sometimes an hour away from my home. So today, since my son was sick, I didn't go to work. If I was at work and I had to go pick her up, that would be no problem. It's probably about a 30-minute drive, 15 miles drive to go get her. Today is a total different story. So I decided, hey, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to leave an hour before it's time for me to pick her up. Did that. Great. Got halfway to my destination to pick her up. Then I remember I left a cup on my coffee burner, and the burner was on. So my first mind was, oh my God, I'm going to burn down my home. So I had to turn around and go back to the house to check on that, to make sure I hadn't burned down the house. And I don't just live in a house, I live in an apartment. So it wouldn't be just my apartment burned down. It'd be the people underneath me, the people down the road from me. So I'm like, I have to really get back to make sure everything is okay. So currently, my current situation, I was like, okay, now I have to pick up my daughter. My daughter has to be picked up at 6 o'clock from cheerleader practice, an hour from my home. If I miss traffic, I probably can get there about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. But this time of day, you do not miss traffic. So what I had to do is do something that I can't afford to do at all. I had to get on the toll road. So I had to take West Park Toll Road. And then, since I've never taken West Park Toll Road before, of course, I get off at the wrong exit. So I am nowhere near the exit I need to get off on. So right now I'm speeding, doing 70, trying to get to my daughter. My son is in the back seat. Thank God I didn't leave him at home. I gave him some ibuprofen before I left the house. Before we left the house, he woke up to a 103.4 fever. So this seems like tomorrow we probably would not be going to work again. And I am a teacher, and I do not work at a school where the children are as well behaved as possible. And you know, if you are a teacher, and even if you're not, when you were in school, if there was a sub, that means it's about to go down. Because you know your teacher's not there, you don't have to mind a sub. You don't have to do what the sub tell you to do. In my particular school, it's a rough school, a tough school. The neighborhood's tough. So it's difficult to get a sub. And when you get a sub, the children usually run them off. And you really can't get the sub again. And I teach third grade. So a lot of subs, like I'm not, if I go there, I'm not going to sub for a third grade. Because those kids are rough. So being in this life of being a single mom is extremely tough. Being in this life as a single mom and a teacher, and you're really not making the money that you need to make to take care of your family, is extremely tough. So when people look at me and think, oh, she drives a nice car, which is really not nice, not all that nice. It's new, but it's not all that nice. Oh, she got everything going on. Yeah, no, I don't. On the outside, I may look good. My makeup is done. My earrings are on. My clothes are matching because I had to change because my child spit up because he was sick on him. You know, things like that. Oh, she has a nice scarf. I like the way the scarf, everything blends, those gloves, those boots, looks great on the outside. But when I'm at home or inside of me, things are chaotic sometimes. I'm stressed. I'm upset. I want to cry because things are not working the way they need to work for me to be successful, or so I think sometimes. Things may be chaotic on the outside, and sometimes they get chaotic on the inside, but I have to trust and believe these things are working together for my good. I have to trust and believe that, hey, you're going to be okay. Hey, you're actually doing a good job at raising your children. Yes, you are by yourself. Yes, you are struggling at times. Yes, you can't go out to eat. Yes, you have to put all the money in the tank. Yeah, you're eating canned goods, but you want to have fresh food. But you are eating, and I have to think about that sometimes. To help me through these tough times like this, I wrote down 10 things that I want to thank God for. And right now they're on my desk at my job in my classroom. And so when I get into a funk where I want to cry, I want to get frustrated, I think of those 10 things that I thank God for. And what you can do also is write down 10 things that you thank God for. And they're not big things. Like, I thank God I woke up this morning. I thank God that I have my children, even though I tell you what, they get on my nerves. I tell you what, they always want something. I tell you what, they always need something, but I thank God for them. I thank God for being able to eat. I thank God for having a vehicle to ride in. I thank God for having the presence of mind to not be on the side of the road begging for money. I thank God for little stuff. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be able to clean my feet this morning. Because yesterday, I was not even able to bend down to get them. So I thank God for that. I thank God for, Lord, I'm not able to get a manicure today. But thank God for letting me have some lotion to put around my cuticles. I thank God. And these might be funny things or silly things to thank God for. But God wants you to thank him. He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to pray for him. And it may be small things. And he wants you to ask for these things. So they may be small and minute. to you and your brain, but they're big and powerful things. Like I say, I'm a single mom, and if my children need something, I want them to ask me, Mom, can you get this for me? Mom, can you help me? I want them to be able to do that. So me and my brain, I have to believe God feels the same way about me as I feel about my children. He wants me to ask for things that I need. I have to believe that. So that's why I ask. I ask for the smallest. I ask for the smallest of things. So also, thanking God for those 10 things that I usually write down that are small and minute, it usually bring my life back in perspective. It usually ease my mind and ease my heart to think, okay, things are not as bad as I think they are. Things can be a little bit worse. It's like counting your blessings. Count them up, count them up, count them. Count them, all those blessings up, and thanking God for them. Because things, there's somebody else in another, in the same city that you live in the same place that you live in, who doing much worse than you are. So you got to thank God for the small things that he is doing in your life. So that's my little rant for today, Miss Malone's rant. I'm going to try my best to post more. I don't post a lot, and I'm going to share a lot. So hopefully this helped somebody. Hopefully it was a blessing to somebody. Hopefully somebody will be able to use this in their day-to-day walk, in their day-to-day journey. I hope they are. They can. And if you know somebody who needs it, share it with them. If you know somebody who needs to share some of this with them, because you may not know somebody you're talking to every day need to be able to bring their life back into focus and focus on those small things that are beneficial to them. And so they won't look at the grand scheme, the huge things. They just focus on the small things that are going awesome in their life. And that's what we need to do on a day-to-day basis. And thank God for those small things that are going great in our life. So I need to tell you this. I want you to be blessed. You have an awesome day. I'll see you later. Bye.